Coming up on Only a Game, tennis fans gone wild, or at least sort of wild, relative to their predecessors courtside. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
What happened? Some of them have a perceivable pulse?
No, they have been allowed to heckle.
Oh, that's fabulous. I am now going back to watching tennis again.
On Wednesday, Charlie, Aaron Hernandez, late of the New England Patriots, was found guilty of first-degree murder in the killing of Odin Lloyd. Were you surprised by the verdict?
I was surprised that he was convicted on the top count of the indictment, which I believe probably was the reason the deliberations took as long as they did. It was a terrific job by the prosecution because they had no murder weapon. They had really no motive, I mean, unless you really want to like go off into left field, which they weren't allowed to do. And they were facing an uphill battle with the judge, Susan Garish, who not only could be argued bent over backwards in favor of the defense, but also had something of a history with the prosecutor going back to another case. So if any prosecutor in America had a lot of stuff lined up against them, these guys did, and they managed to get their conviction.
There has been a lot of talk about what, if anything, this conviction suggests about how NFL teams should screen the men that they employ. Do you find any lessons for the league here, or is this just the story of a violent criminal who happened to be a football player?
Well, I think you have to separate it into two things. I can argue fairly convincingly that no matter how well you vet a college student, you cannot predict that they're going to go out and kill a dude, let alone possibly three dudes. However, by the time you're getting around to giving him a $40 million extension, you really should know more about him. That's when you do the serious investigating before you make a long-term investment in a guy.
On Friday, Adrian Peterson, who was placed on the NFL commissioner's exempt list 7 months ago for hitting his son with a switch, was reinstated. Are you surprised that it took this long?
Yes, I am. I mean, nobody is more opposed to corporal punishment on children than I am, for reasons that I don't need to get into. However, I was really surprised at how much of a wrong place, wrong time in history this punishment was. I mean, this came right on the heels of the Ray Rice fiasco, mm-hmm. People suddenly noticing that the NFL had been really soft on domestic violence. Adrian Peterson, while he certainly deserved to be suspended and deserved whatever legal ramifications there were out of his behavior, really got caught in the mill on this one. So, yes, I was surprised he was suspended as long as he was.
Before the reinstatement was even official, the Dallas Cowboys were facing accusations of tampering. Is there really such a big demand for an aging running back who hasn't been on the field for a year?
Well, more specifically, it's been reported that Jerry Jones was engaged in ampering Tay, because he violated tampering rules because he had a Pig Latin phone conversation with Adrian Peterson.
Ah, I see. How clever.
Day. That's what Day. Ely Ray Day.
That's what
Ari J.
It passes for clever among NFL owners, I guess. The NBA playoffs are underway, and Las Vegas has made Cleveland the favorite to win the NBA title. Are the odds makers being cavalier?
Ah, that was really predictable.
See what I did there?
I saw what you did there, and I'm going to take out both my eyes with a salad fork. The Cavaliers have become the popular choice, largely because nobody's really sure how the Golden State Warriors, who have been the best team in the league all year, nobody's really sure how they're going to react to being a favorite in the playoffs. Boy, I'll tell you what, though, I look down this list. If I can get the San Antonio Spurs at 4-1 and were I inclined to gamble, I might shovel some money on that one, yeah.
The New Orleans Pelicans have been given mere 100-1 odds of winning the championship, but I would like to go ahead and award them with best playoff berth celebration. What do you think?
Yeah, Anthony Davis, who, by the way, by next year is going to be the best basketball player on earth, decided to do the Dougie, and his coach joined right in with him. So there they are. There's video, too.
Of course there is. Is there anything of which there is not video?
I know, not anymore,
not anymore.
As the lady from ESPN found out this week.
I have read your Grantland essay, Charlie. You think Boston would be a terrible place for the Olympics. However, you are eagerly looking forward to the referendum on that matter. Have I got that right?
Absolutely, because I think the amount of chicanery that could go on regarding the Olympics and an election in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, God save it, could be hysterical. I think you're going to have to sell tickets to every polling place.
This is the place of vote early, vote often, vote after you're dead.
I'll be very disappointed if my Irish grandmother, who died in 1970, doesn't vote on this.
Absolutely. Are there good reasons to hold the games in Boston, all this potential for chicanery aside?
No, not a one. That you won't make the money you think you're going to make out of it. You have to give up your city. I think, as I said in the piece, all Olympics should be held either in Barcelona or in a very authoritarian police state.
Because, where they're used to doing such things.
Exactly. I mean, you have to create an authoritarian police state to have the Olympics anyway. You might as well just give it to people whose full-time job it is.
Right.
Or Barcelona.
Finally, Charlie, over the years...
Well, this is disgusting.
The Stanley Cup, presented each year to the NHL champion, has been subject to all manner of indignities. It's been dropped into a river. Various unsavory substances have filled it. It's been lost at least once that I know of. But I wonder if you agree with me that a bar owner in Montreal has gone those insults one better.
First of all, there is nothing from breakfast to vasectomies that won't go better with bacon. We all believe that, right?
Well, at least when sports people are talking, Yes. That's the case.
Jean-Francois Ledoux, the bar owner in Montreal, has created a reproduction of the Stanley Cup.
Life size.
Absolutely, using 22 pounds of bacon.
Perfect.
Which is excellent. You know what's great about it? The top of the Stanley Cup is a bowl. You know what you could serve in it?
Bacon.
Bacon!
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And the piece at Grantland this week is particularly wonderful. He joins me each week on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.